Well, howdy guys, and we all know this trial that's going on about this femon who unalived her three children. Now, there's no real question she did it. She's actually admitted it. But the excuse is that she was on such a cocktail of drugs. She didn't know what she was doing. Well, when I was a young man, I used to get paralytic sometimes, so drunk I couldn't actually walk or speak. I also did a quick experiment with some psychedelic drugs, like LSD, and I was completely out of it. But you know what? I still knew right from wrong. As you've heard, the jury, it's a mistrial. The jurors couldn't agree on finding her not guilty of murder. And this sounds like a stacked jury to me. 9 femons and 3 men. We all know the sisterhood, and femons always side with femons. They'll protect each other and lie for each other. So how is this jury with 9 femons and 3 men fair? But the reason for the mistrial is one person held out, that had doubts and thought she was guilty. Not surprisingly, it was a male. But he stuck to his guns. Could you imagine the barragement of femons in the jury? Trying to shame him, manipulate him, to change his mind. And I give this guy a thumbs up for sticking to what he believes. Then there's 3 femon jurors actually come out and wanted to talk about it. Of course they do. The reason is, of course, these femons in the jury didn't want this femon to take responsibility or accountability for anything that she does. We all see how femons avoid responsibility and accountability. Men always blame somebody else or something else. They try and avoid it at any cost. Because if she has to take accountability, they might have to too. And what do you imagine if these 9 femons and 3 men were at a trial just like this, but it was a male? What way do you think the femons would vote in the jury then? My guess would be guilty. Throw him in jail, throw away the key, or probably worse. And for justice reasons, there's no excuse why they can't make the jury of 12 people 50% femons and 50% males. But it does show you how gynocentric the system is. These children will never get the justice they deserve. If there is a retrial, they'll probably get 12 femons this time, so they can sway the result they want. It seems like they want to get her off and to make her the victim, when in my eyes she's nothing of the sort. When you've eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. You take it easy.